So I have a sign-up sheet going around if people are interested in the program. That will sign you up for being on an email list that receives reminders about our application process and just lets you know when the application's open, gives you gives you information about you know, when it's going to be closing, just reminders, basically. It's not going to be a lot of spam, just like maybe 3 or 4 emails a year if you should be interested in this opportunity. So my name's Kira Mock. I'm the Energy, Environment, and Agriculture Program Manager at AAAS, as Aaron said. So I'm here to talk to you about our fellowships program and about this opportunity. For those of you who may not know about AAAS, it's a international nonprofit that forwards science through being a leader, educator, spokesman, and a member organization. We put out a number of publications, including this one, which is Science Magazine, which many of you may have heard of, possibly. So we also have a Twitter feed, and we have a Facebook page, so you're welcome to look at those and feel free to tweet if you'd like to, if you hear anything you're interested in today. So you may ask, what's AAAS's goal by having this fellowship program for scientists and engineers? Basically, the goal is to allow federal agencies, Congress, the judicial branch, to have access to your technical expertise. And to allow scientists to understand the policymaking process, to give you an understanding of what's actually going on here and how can my science actually fit into this. And this is critical for things like what Diane was just talking about. If you have an understanding of how the process is working, then you can go back to research and write better proposals. Some researchers do more than that as a result of this fellowship. Basically, it just allows you to become more policy savvy. So when we talk about science policy, we're talking about two different concepts. We're talking about the science for policy and also policy for science. So science for policy is basically providing analysis, scientific information to inform policy-making decisions. We're talking about policy for science. We're talking about things like structures and peer review and standards for science that come down from the government and federal agencies. For example, one of my fellows has been working on something called the P5, and it's particle physics. And basically, the group that he's been working with is making a determination on how just the future for particle physics. Over the next number of years. So you may ask yourself, well, how do I have experience that I can actually transfer in this type of environment? How will this work out for me? Really, you already have all the skills that you need. You've already had to be creative about decision making. You've managed projects. You've looked objectively at things. You have this great technical expertise that the agencies are really, really seeking to be able to inform their policy decisions. If you went to Congress, the type of things you'd be working on would be preparing briefings, you'd be working with constituents, you'd be drafting bills or legislation. And within the federal agencies, for example, my fellows in the Energy, Environment, and Agriculture Program area, they work on things like I had a couple of fellows working on the climate hubs at USDA. I've had people working on the National Climate Assessment. People have worked on the methyl bromide, the reduction program. So a number of different opportunities there. So these are some examples of the different agencies where you can end up depending on the program area where you apply. We have 6 program areas that are within the executive branch, and then we have the Congressional Fellowship Program. Okay, how do I go back? Oh, okay. So, and what I wanted to mention also is within my program area, you can be placed at the Environmental Protection Agency, Department of Energy, the Fish and Wildlife Service, the USGS, NASA, and NSF, and USDA. So this is our current class of fellows. We have 286 year-long fellows. 252 are in the executive branch, and 33 are in Congress. Within the executive branch, fellows are allowed to renew for a second year, so you can come and decide whether you want to renew for a second year. So that's why you see some figures for second-year fellows. Congressional fellows is a one-year fellowship, but you do have a possibility for applying for another fellowship. So within any of the fellowships, you can apply for a second fellowship once you've completed your first fellowship, and you can do up to 3 years within the core fellowships programs. So if you're wondering what disciplines fellows have had, this is a listing of some of the disciplines that people have had. So it's really broad-ranging, really wide types of expertise. We also have our great professional development program. It begins with a 2-week orientation in Washington, D.C. Then we have skills development and career workshops throughout the year. Some are a day long, some are just for mornings. There are educational events. The affinity groups are very active. We have a number of affinity groups that are fellow driven. Fellows within those affinity groups put together workshops on topics of interest to them, invite various officials within the government to come and talk to groups of people. And then there are networking events. There's the Fellowship of the Fellows. Basically, we have a listserv, and fellows have access to one another at any time. So you might ask yourself, okay, so if I did this fellowship, what would I do afterwards? Well, the answer is it depends on you, and it depends on your fellowship experience. For a lot of people, the fellowship is really a game changer for them. They really change their direction. For others, they come and they say, wow, this is something I can bring back to the university. This is something I can bring back to academia, and that's what they do. And here are some examples. For example, Frances Colon, she's at the State Department. She's an advisor there. She stayed in the policy arena, whereas Rosina Baerbaum is at University of Michigan, and she's a professor there. But then she's also maintained her ties in policy by being a PCAS member. So it's a presidential council committee of advisors for science and technology. And Cole Gill, he founded his own company, whereas Jessica Tuckman Matthews is at the Carnegie Endowment for Peace, which is a nonprofit. So there are a variety of options and basically opportunities that are open to people from doing this fellowship. So unfortunately, our deadline just passed. It was November 1st, but it means you have lots of time to prepare for this. And you know, I would make the recommendation that Diane did, that you want to give yourself more time than you would expect. And I think like at least a month would be a good amount of time. Basically, you'll be required to provide three references, and the references need to have an understanding about the criteria of the program. So you want to have them understand your scientific merit, understand your flexibility, understand your public policy experience, if you have any public policy experience, and understand your ability to communicate with non-science groups. You know, like if you've taught a class to a high school, or if you've taught to your synagogue, or things like that. Those are the kinds of things that you want to put into your application, strategically place into your application. And it's good to be strategic about how you do these things. And we receive a lot of high-level applications, and really a lot of times the references are the thing that is the deciding factor. So you really want to, when you're asking your reference, make sure that that person is going to be able to review the criteria. And I would even recommend providing them with a list of the criteria and saying, please look at this criteria and think about the things in my background that apply, because those are the kinds of things that the reviewers will look at and they're asked to look at. They look at the criteria. So when you're filling out your application, make sure you understand the criteria. Make sure that you are aware of what you want to have presented to the reviewers. And it's a peer review process. It's a three-tier process. Basically, there are external reviewers that rank the applications. Then that goes to a committee who decides, based on those rankings, who they want to speak with. And then if you make it through the selection interview, you come to D.C. for a week in April to interview in the various agencies throughout D.C. within your program area that you apply to. And you can apply to up to two program areas. You can also apply to the Partner Society Fellowships. I believe this particular fellowship is still open, so I think you can still apply until January. I'm not sure 100%, but so if you were interested in Congress, that would be another possibility. And the Partner Society Fellows go through the same orientation process and have access to all of the benefits that the Executive Branch Fellows do. And so this just lists a few other fellowship opportunities. There's the California Science and Technology Policy Fellowships. That's been modeled after our program, but it's just for California and the California legislature. And then you can also check out sciencecareers.org. That's another place to get career information for science. And we have a blog site that the fellows have put together themselves called Science on the Fly. And you could take a look at that and see. But really, our website is the key. That's where the electronic application is. You just can look at that. There are testimonials on our website, so you can see what other fellows have done in the past and hear what they have to say about the fellowship program. I think with that, I'm just going to open it up for questions, if anybody has any questions. And also, this is not necessary. I mean, this group is for young professionals, but this is not necessarily an opportunity that's just limited to the early part of your career. If you wanted to do this later on in life, you know, if you're thinking about taking a sabbatical, this is a possibility when you're taking a sabbatical too. So it's definitely something to sort of file away, even if it's not something you feel like you're going to be doing immediately. So. Are there any questions? Okay.
I have one.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I find it very fascinating and great that there's these opportunities available for interacting with Congress.
Yeah.
Congressional fellowships.
Yeah.
And I can only imagine that by spending a year up on a hill and interacting with them, it probably changed the way they view communicating science and how science
absolutely
influences society.
Absolutely.
Can you give a little feel maybe of some of the experiences that some of the fellows have had that you've known and maybe how that's changed?
Well, I mean, the impression that I have, I mean, the Congressional Fellowship Program isn't my program area, but the impression that I've had from interacting with some of the Congressional Fellows that I have is that a lot of times they're the only scientist in the room. So they're the only one that knows science. So they're actually the go-to person. So if there's any kind of science issue that comes up, people will go to them. And so it's an interesting position to be in. But it's all most of the time it's very fast-paced and you're dealing with lots of issues throughout the day. And you have to sort of like pick out what the flavor of the day is or deal with the fire of the day. You know, many fellows have thrived in that arena and been responsible for writing, you know, drafting legislation and actually drafting bills and getting things into the legislation, which is really exciting. Because a lot of times what can happen is people are writing these policy things and they don't realize what a disaster it is for any technical people. They think that this is the way it should be, whereas a person who looks at it from a technical perspective says, oh no, how can you possibly have legislature on this? How can we possibly control this? So, yeah.